This is a dictation for Tom, excuse me, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Vissell, B as in boy, I-S-S-E-L-L, October 7, 74, address as a letter to Cora, C-O-R-A, Pavlik, P as in Paul, A, V as in Victor, L-I-K, 6298145. Dear Cora, follow up for Mr. Bissell with biopsy findings of membranous nephropathy, nephrotic syndrome, hypertension, preserved kidney function. Last visit was in January. He did receive Rituxan, R-I-T-U-X-A-N, back in October last year for heavy proteinuria in a 24-hour urine collection of around 6.8 grams. He has tolerated medications with proteinuria significantly improved. There was a viral process, respiratory, last part of the winter that has resolved. He follows with University of Michigan for inflammatory myositis as part of undifferentiated collagen vascular disease. Presently, he is off the CellCept, remains on a moderate dose of prednisone, 10 milligrams divided doses. Right now, an extensive review system appears to be negative. He has obesity at 268, minimal fominess. Medication list review, notice the lisinopril. Briefly was off because of cough. He restarted without problems, tolerating 40 milligrams. Remains on Toprol, chlorthalidone, prior use of Aldactone, discontinued because of potassium. No recurrence of gout, off metformin. He's not sure if taking Lopit, tolerating Ozempic, O-Z-E-M-P-I-C, and he also has by himself started taking Ivermectin, I-R-V as in Victor, E-M-E-C-T-I-N, maybe 2 days a week. Next paragraph, present weight 268, blood pressure 140/62, alert to the intestine 3, no skin mucosal abnormalities, respiratory cardiovascular normal, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness, no major edema, non-focal. I don't see alopecia or gross inflammatory joint abnormalities. Next paragraph, recent chemistries, preserved kidney function, electrolyte acid-base albumin, calcium phosphorus normal, white blood cell platelets normal, anemia 11.5, protein creatinine ratio at 1.23, that grossly represents in a 24 hours around 1.5 grams. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Membranous nephropathy, biopsy proven. Associated to probably collagen vascular disease. Secondary findings of FSGS tubular atrophy and interstitial fibrosis, also moderate arteriosclerosis, kidney function stable, good response to Rituxan. We will continue every 6 months. He understands the side effects of immunological suppression and risk for different types of infection. Continue management of obesity, diabetes, triglycerides, cholesterol needs to be updated. Has followed with cardiology for question CHF. Anemia has not required EPO treatment. Education about the use of Rituxan. He swears about feeling better with the ivermectin, anti-parasite medications. I told him that there is no information for the use of these medicines in a person with his present kidney and collagen vascular disease. Plan to see him back on the next 6 months. End of dictation.